Well, Paula and Jim, thanks for joining us.
Great.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
I wanted to talk about the priority that the Aspen Skiing Company places on art. And I wondered, why is there such a commitment?
Art can bring great ideas alive, and design is certainly central to success of business. I don't think that Steve Jobs thought specifically that art should be separate from business. It was integrated into his values. I think that going back to Walter Pepke, that's something that the ski company has considered part of their mission.
You look back to the late 40s and what the Pepke family stood for, both frankly in commerce, where they brought much higher sense of design and aesthetics to their commercial activity here in Chicago. They certainly brought a sense of cultural appreciation to the other things that brought them to Aspen. And as I think you know, our credo of the Aspen Skiing Company is the renewal of mind, body, and spirit. A sense of artistic place is absolutely an important part of that.
Well, in some cases, this requires resources from your company to put art up. And I'm just wondering, why spend money on this kind of thing instead of, say, I don't know, more snowmaking machines?
Well, you phrased the question as though that's either or. We are fortunate to be able to do both. Skiing is a very capital-intensive business, so whether it's snowmaking or lifts or new restaurants like Elk Camp, there's a lot of investment required to be able to serve the public, to serve our customers. But part of that is also to have the places be interesting and attractive and memorable.
All of these elements are synthesized. You've got interests of commerce, of culture, of art ideas, of global trends. It's integral and very hard to tease out one over the other. So we don't really think about them in pods like that. It reminds me of a quote, too, of from Churchill when the Prime Minister was asked during the war to cut the arts budget to fund some weapons funding. He asked, "Then what the heck are we fighting for?" It's critical that the arts not be thought of as some separate accessory in our lives, but integral to it.
Is this because of you two, both your personal love of art? Is that why this is happening?
I am, on behalf of my family, the family member in charge of the business operations on behalf of ownership, but I really have to give credit to my wife, who has a much better aesthetic sense and is a professional artist, for being both the brains and the engine.
So, Paula, this is like you have this big canvas to play with.
Yes, and it's been busy over the years. I mean, going back to the first edition of the Little Nell, the renovation that we did with Holly Hunt. It's hard to measure it, although I am very much a believer in metrics. I certainly know that we don't benefit from having things that aren't appealing, but I am going to take the bet that we are going to benefit from things that do work together well and smoothly and are attractive and pleasing. That is something that I aspire to and help drive throughout all the projects that I work on.
You mentioned that you were pretty sure that the value of this adds value to what the skiing company provides. Who is your audience? When you envision an installation, who out there is in your mind when you're putting these up?
That is such a good question. Jim, you want to take a...
Yeah, I think it's been one of the wonderful things that I have learned as the accompanying spouse. You don't quite know who it touches or who sees it. You don't know what kid notices the Mark Grosjean mask at the top of the mountain and thinks it's amusing, or what person actually looks at the David Shrigley or Jim Hodges lift ticket and it has an impact on. It is truly an intangible. You know, as Paula said, we're all about things that we can measure. It isn't like we have one person or one art critic in mind. It's always an effort to do something of interest, of quality, something that's appropriate for Aspen, and then we just assume that it will touch a number of people the same way the views or the snow or the restaurant or a ski pro or somebody else will affect someone's experience.
I think that's exactly it. We very much think about our customers and how to enhance the customer's experience. We're not trying to purvey any particular artist. We're trying to just increase the overall experience.